Hey, welcome, 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 welcome to Nisha Nation's podcast. We are broadcasting live inside of Well Valley Daily, our Facebook group, our private community, as well as our YouTube channel, Well Valley Daily. I'm super honored to be before you. Are you ready to kick off this week's focus and topic? I believe it is right on time. The Lord had given me this on the 10th, so 5 days ago, and I was doing some cooking, cleaning, all of that kind of stuff, normal mom life, and I was really in transition from, we had come back from a vacation, and I was just trying to get into like the old routine, and the Lord was, and it just wasn't working, like nothing. The homeschool routine, any of it was just not working. And so if you can relate to that, if you're watching this live on YouTube or in the Facebook group, or you're catching the replay, drop a one below. And if you were catching this on the podcast, okay, if you're catching this on Nisha Nations, I want to encourage you to head over to Instagram, okay, and message me, okay, at Connect Coach. Message me and tell me and let me know what you've been going through, or how, as far as like trying to get into this new routine and it's not working and all of that kind of stuff. Because the old stuff is no longer going to work, okay? The old stuff is no longer going to work. So the message that I believe the Lord has for you, the Lord, that this is what he has given me, and I'm just releasing it because it's for me, it's right on time, is recalibrating the new you. Hey there, mama. Are you waking up early in the morning and trying to get it together, but by midday, you're realizing that you completely forgot about this whole dream business because homeschool, your faith, and your family are most important? Hi, my name is Angelica Stanley, and as your daily life overcome strategist and Biz Connect coach, I'm here to help you in cozy slippers and socks and mom bun hair get it together so that you can package, pray, plan, prep, and proceed into the calling that God has created and given you in the secret place. With that being said, if you are into homeschooling, mom life moments, and a whole lot of giggles, I want you to stay tuned and let's Holy Ghost ride the whip into your dream business. Are you ready for the niche down so you can go to the nations? Let's get started. Okay, recalibrating the new you. And we're going to tap into this because as I was trying to get into the old, it just didn't work. I was like, okay, we came back from vacation. The new is here. Like the new is here. God is so good. My husband and I, I'm so blessed. My husband and I have celebrated our 7-year wedding anniversary. We went on an amazing adventure. We took the children, we took our boys up to the Grand Canyon. It was such an amazing adventure. And I came back just grateful, thankful, and blessed. And here is one way before we kick into our topics. Here is one way you know that you are about to walk into the new you. I don't want to say all hell is breaking loose because that's not what it is. It's literally, there are specific strategic demonic assignments that come for you, okay? These are what I like to call loose ends. So if there are any loose ends in your daily life, okay, whether it's with planning, organizing, your wife life, your marriage, business, friendships, relationships, parenting, whatever it may be, okay, if there are any negative loose ends or loose ends that are not
healthy or an opportunity that you might have just like forgotten about them, or it's just like, oh, you know, in time, God will heal them, right? The enemy will come to kill, steal, and destroy and literally pick on that, okay? Literally pick on that. And it will turn into this big thing, right? It'll seem like a molehill. It'll turn a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. And this is how I knew that when I came back, the Lord was like the new you. So when all of these things were happening, I had three things that came up for me, okay? And I'm not going to share the personal side of the three things that came up. That's, if you ever want to work with me, that's where I share more of the in-depth personal type of stuff. But because I don't want to share just my story all the time, I actually want to give you tools and equipment so that if you never hear from me again, or you never like pay attention or come across my stuff ever again, join Well Valley or hear from me, Angelica Stanley, I want to make sure that you leave with something beneficial that's going to bless you right now, right? Like you can take action, okay? So I'm saying all of that to say this and to transition us into some very important things that I know are going to bless you, okay? Now, before we kick this off, I have to share a few things with you. I'm going to be highlighting the reason why my focus planner or my daily life focus planner template, which is a digital download, is so important, because I'm going to be giving you things that I'm going to be giving you three things. Okay. About the shift. Okay. And from those issues or those three, you know, anthills that turned into mountains. Okay. I'm going to be giving you three things that blessed me and allowed me to focus on the original assignment, okay? Focus on what was most important, my priorities and all of that. So you're going to hear me talk a lot probably about my daily life focus planner templates. I do have the information and the links in the description of this podcast, as well, you know, on our YouTube channel inside the group. Reason being, you can get this, okay, inside of our shop. You can go to shopwellvalley.org. So if you're looking on screen, you can see that below here. But you can go to shop.wellvalley.org or click the link in the description. If you're listening to the podcast, grab the link in the description. And you can purchase this digital download. I think I have it for like $5 now, okay? Five or seven, I forget, forgive me. I changed it and it's just been, it's something that's been there forever, but it's like $5 or $7. And it's a 30-day DIY planner. It's a planning system that I help you. If you're feeling that recalibration, if you're feeling the new thing and you're like, all of these things, it's going to bless your socks off. Okay. It's going to keep it simple, strategic, and, and allow you to focus on what's most important to you, but not what's most important to you, what's most important to God for you, because we make the plans, but the Lord directs our steps, right? So the plans that we need to be making are the plans that the Lord has for us. Jeremiah 29:11. He says, I know the plans I have for you. If we're trying to make our own stuff and it's just not, that's why, because we're leaning too much on our own understanding. Okay. Proverbs 3. And so if you're still going through like healing and all of these different types of things, I want to invite you to, you see the big screen up here, the picture, if you're listening to this on YouTube or in my Facebook group, I want to encourage you to join me. We kicked off actually today, but this is going to be a course that Shanice and I just have open and keep it moving, because it's a blessing. Okay. It's a startup blessing. So if you like the daily life focus planner templates, you're going to love Just Breathe, and you actually get the daily life focus planner templates and the full training tutorial inside of Just Breathe. This course is a collaboration course. For $27, it comes with the workbook and all of the replays because it's a course, But we also have some bonus material from our group that we upload and just make it so much easier for you to access and go at your own pace. Okay. So it's 5 days, but it could take you 5 months. It could take you, you know, 5 weeks, however long. You could do one module a week or one module a day. It's totally up to you. But the 5-day challenge for the everyday mom looking to snatch back their peace in God so their healing can unlock creative purpose. Okay. We go through mindset, vision, healing, process, and transformation. And I'm really excited. Today is all about mindset. So Shanice is leading off with mindset. Day two is vision. And therefore, I am leading from the My Daily Life Focus Planner templates to help you really prepare for writing the vision and making it plain, okay? And that has to deal with your daily life. It has to do with systems and processes and all of those different things. And then Shanice does day three for healing. I do day four for the process, which taking you to prepare for the actual transformation process. And then day five, we join together, usually live. I believe it's going to be live this Friday inside of our challenge Facebook group. And we are going to be helping you prepare for that transformation process and giving you insight on how to unlock your own authentic transformation process so that you can be a light in a dark place for other people as well. Okay. Just what we're doing for you to encourage you that you are able to do the same for another. To God be the glory. Okay. So with all of that being said, I want to go ahead and transition and specifically talk to you. We're going to define recalibrate. Okay. So I actually, pulled this up and I was like, wow, Lord, like you told me that you're recalibrating, right? And so in the verb context, it is recalibrating is to correct or adjust the graduations or the gradations, excuse me, or the settings on a measuring instrument, okay, a sensor or a piece of precision equipment. Okay. So think of it this way. If your battery fuel gauge is still inaccurate after following certain steps of, you know, recalibration, then you may need to manually recalibrate the gauge. This actually reminds me a while back, I was driving and the Lord was talking to me about new oil, new wine. He was talking about new things. And as I was driving, the Lord was giving me a message and he highlighted, I was driving my husband's Jeep. Okay. I haven't shared this, but my vehicle got stolen. Okay. That's a whole nother story, but my vehicle got stolen. And so I have been without a vehicle since the beginning of the year. And so we have one vehicle, to God be the glory. We are fine. Like we're not without, like God is good. Right. And we are able to go buy a vehicle, but we're just like, it's not the time. Like, it's just not like we're fine. Right. And so I was driving my husband's Jeep, right. Cause it's totally his Jeep. It's not something that I would pick for myself to drive, but it's very nice. It's our luxury family vehicle. You know, it's leather, has all the bells and whistles in it, you know, sound, audio package, all of this great stuff. Sunroof. We love it. Right. And this is where we go traveling in. We do all of that kind of stuff. He's got the big Wrangler tires on it because he just likes, you know, off-roading and just different things, or, you know, if we're going through the mud and things like that, because we do a lot of camping and such. But anyways, I'm sharing all of that to say that is I was driving this and I felt uncomfortable. And the Lord was preparing me from then to now, thank you, Holy Spirit, about a new wineskin. And I was like, okay, Lord, what do you mean? Well, I looked at the gauge and it was talking about the oil. And the oil, it has a digital meter on it where it says, you know, he had just gotten the oil change, so we had full oil. So we were driving, of course, you know, after a while of driving, this gauge starts to decrease because you're that much closer. Hey, you need to get your oil changed. And so the Lord was speaking to me. He was like, this is exactly what happens when I recalibrate you. And I was like, wow, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. So I'm getting the revelation now as a lot clearer than what I had then. But for such a time as this, I believe the Lord is saying that he has been preparing you for the recalibration. And a lot of the things that we're not comfortable with, even the dormant things, even the things that we pushed under the rug, like he's pulling the rug out, You can't even sweep it under the rug. There's no rug. That rug is gone. Like you can't hide it anymore. And so I asked the Lord, well, what does it mean to recalibrate myself? Like, what does it mean to recalibrate myself? And so I was just doing a word search and things like that, because I really like to dive into the actual word. But I gathered from a news article or from Cambridge University Press and assessment, talking about, you know, personal identity and, when people go through changes and mental health and all that different stuff. And it said to change the way. So what does it mean to recalibrate yourself? And it said to change the way you do or think about something. And I was like, oh my goodness. So here I am. Let's go back to the Jeep. I'm driving this Jeep. I'm a little upset. My car got stolen. I'm driving my husband's vehicle. He's very particular about his car, his Jeep, just as I was about my vehicle, right? It fit me. It was the way I knew things, how it, all of that stuff. So I'm driving this vehicle. I was like, oh my goodness. Like it's bigger than I'm used to, all of this kind of stuff. Like I'm so uncomfortable. I don't know where anything's at, the tires, like all of this kind of stuff. So it was just really awkward for me. And I was struggling. I was really, really struggling. And the Lord was like, I just got you, like your car got stolen, but now you're full-time driving a luxury vehicle. Like, where's your mind, daughter? And the Lord was like, you need to recalibrate your expectations. I just sat back like, wow, like this is what you're really telling me, Lord. Okay. Like I'm being totally like transparent with you, because these are the things that happen and come up when he's trying to course correct us or fix us or adjust us to be prepared for what is coming. Okay. Now I want to talk to you. So I was, sharing with you about what it means to recalibrate yourself. It's really the mindset. It's really the shifting of things, because you're going from the new, from the old you to the new you. Let's think of new wine, right? And walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, having that relationship. If you're seeking first the kingdom of God and you're declaring things over your life and you find yourself at the end of the day with a negative mindset, well, what you're doing in the morning needs to go deeper, because it's your daily bread. So it needs to carry throughout the day. So maybe you're like, well, I need to tap in. I need to pray more and have that more time with God during the afternoon. So then that's what you do. The reason I share that with you is because what does it mean to recalibrate yourself is basically God is going to position you and prepare you for the new thing, because this is what he wants me to say. The shift is here. Okay. You're no longer preparing for the wineskin. You are the new wineskin. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The title of today's podcast is Recalibrating the New You. And the new you is new wine, but we like the wine. Oh my goodness, the wine, all of this kind of stuff. And I actually, thank you, Holy Spirit. He's taking me back to, I was working with a client and a one-on-one chat that I, have, and she's inside of Prep to Publish right now, but she's got some daily life things that are happening, and they're not just daily life stuff. Like these are huge life transformations that are transitions that are happening in her life. And it's such a blessing to see, what the enemy meant for evil, how God is using it for her good. He's working it out for her good. And at the end of the day, God truly is getting all the glory, honor, and praise, because we are able, just from me, I'm literally just the passenger seat in the car, Holy Ghost riding the whip, right? And, she'll message me. And this is kind of an insight of what it's like to work with me, but she'll message me some stuff and I hear it, I understand it. But my job is to change the station. So if you're listening to rock music and it's causing you to think negative, I'm going to change the station. Okay. If you're listening to, you know, 90s bump and grind music, it's causing you to need to, you know, cut your eye out, you know, I'm just teasing, but like the Bible says, if, you know, just look other ways and things like that, or take you to old thoughts, I'm going to change the station, right? Or if a song or something is happening in your life and it makes you think of a past relationship or a past sin and all of that, I'm going to change the station. That's no different than what God is doing right now. You're doing something consistently all the time, but the Lord is like, uh-uh, I'm changing the station. I'm recalibrating your mind. So when I bring it up to you, you need to repent from that. You need to turn. You need to do something differently, my daughter, okay? Because the shift is here. And this shift is so powerful. You don't have a choice but to shift. This is how much God loves you. You don't have a choice but to shift because you can't look back. You don't even have the opportunity to turn into a pillar of salt like Lot's wife did when she looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah. You don't even have that opportunity. This is God's grace, okay? See, Jesus came, died on the cross for you to live a life and a life more abundantly. And a lot of times we're so afraid of, I'm going to miss the boat. I'm going to miss the shift. I'm going to miss the next best thing. Now, let me tell you, when you are keeping Jesus first, seeking first the kingdom of God and genuinely leading with a relationship with Jesus, okay, you're not going to miss anything, okay? You're not going to miss what is for you. Jesus knows you. He loves you. If you're repenting, you're changing your life, you're doing those things, the only thing you're going to miss is the fact that I can't even say that you're going to miss that. Like you're not even going to, like, how am I trying to say this? Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to look back and you're going to miss the time when it was so simple, when you had a relationship, like the simplicity of your relationship with Jesus, because where you're going, he's calling you deeper. Okay. So you're still going to have that, but it's going to be like, you're going to miss, like, you're going to look back and be like, man, I miss that, Lord. Like, Jesus, I miss when I first found you, when I first had that. That's what he's rekindling. Okay. So if you ever get into that position and it's like, I miss where that was, I miss where that, he's recalibrating you because the shift is here. He's reminding you, remember when it was here, how far away have you strayed from that? I'm going to recalibrate you, my daughter. I'm going to auto-tune. I'm going to change things. I'm going to shift, change the station. I'm going to be doing things because you've been Holy Ghost riding the whip. You've been walking this out and I see you seek me. I see you do the things. I see you. He keeps seeing, like, I see you. You feel like emotionally, mentally, physically that you've been like in the intensive care unit, the ICU, but really you need to flip that and tell the devil he's a liar. And you need to say, listen here, God's eye is on me. And God is saying to you right now, I see you, daughter. I see the work that you've done. I see what you have been investing into my kingdom. I see the seeds that you have been sowing through prayer and supplication, through prayer and fasting. I see what you have been doing to help others and to serve, you know, the orphans and the widows and the homeless and, you know, friends and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and family and all of these different things. I see what you have been doing. I see you being a homeschool mom. I see you doing your best to be the homemaker that I've called you to be. I see you being a diligent and steadfast business owner and really wanting to pay attention to the fine nook and crannies of your business and asking for help and seeking me and allowing me to lead you and allowing me to use you. I see you doing this, daughter. But the first thing that you need to do is understand that letting go of the former things is important. You have to let go of that old wineskin. You have to let it go. It's okay to have the memory. It's okay to look back and say, I miss those days. It's okay. That's cultivated that relationship. But letting go of the former things allows you to go into the new. And guess what you get to keep from the former things? The basics. You let go of the former things so that you can go back to the basics. You keep the basics, the foundational principles that he has given you. You keep those. You package those. Now, I'm for my business owners, okay, and for my aspiring entrepreneurs and all of that kind of stuff, I want to encourage you with this. I want you to grab a piece of paper and I want you to write down every system and process you do in your business, okay? Every system and process you do in biz, okay? Everything you do from social media, from customer retention or customer service, follow-up emails, onboarding a client, a sale, everything from creation to product. I want you to write it all down, okay? Now, if you're like, Angelica, what do I do with this? Well, if you want to work with me and you want to see what that is, I can help you, you know, package from the outcomes of your overcomes. But I want you to take a look at it and see where the nook and crannies, where is God recalibrating? Where is he fine tuning? Where does a mindset have to change in order for what he's telling you, the basics, to go to the next level? Okay. Let me give you an example. Okay. I'm hearing him say, you know the basics of baking a cake. You bake a cake, it's the same way. If you do it from scratch or if you do a Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, it doesn't matter, okay? The point is, if you're baking a cake, the way you bake the cake for a home function, right? Maybe it's your cousin's birthday or your brother's birthday or sister's birthday, your kid's birthday, whatever. You know, you decorate it a certain way, you do certain things. But now imagine that you have been baking for so long, okay, that someone notices you and they say, hey, how much would you charge to do my wedding cake? And you get nervous and you start freaking out, right? And all of this doubt and all of this shame and all of these things, because the new thing is here, you go back to the former way of thinking instead of focusing on the basics. Girl, brother, you know how to make a cake, okay? Now, are you going to have, maybe you got to, you know, upscale your wedding, you know, decor or, you know, vision and all that kind of stuff. But what God did was just position you into a new realm, into a new door, into a new space, into a new territory. That's the reason why you have to let go of the former way of thinking. Let go of the former things and stick to the basics of, you know how to seek first the kingdom of God. You know how to pray. You know how to intercede. You know how to write the vision and make it plain. Maybe the way you wrote it could increase. Maybe your prayer life could increase. But the basics of what God has given you is what you need to walk forth and do. Because you need to, number three, grow from what hindered you in the past. The shift is here. The first thing you need to do is let go of the former things. The second thing is identify your basics and go back to the basics. Not back as in, I got to go backwards, you know, go 2 steps forward to go 10 steps back. No, you need to package that. The basics, the systems and processes in your daily life and in your business. That's the reason why I work with my clients and getting the 30-day focus planner templates so that you can have a reflection to see what you did throughout the month and be like, wow, this is really helping me. Wow, I'm wasting time here. How am I going to reach my goal if I'm spending so much time on goal number three and not goal number one? These are the things that we need to do so that we can get an understanding and stop leaning on our own understanding when we have no knowledge and we're far from wisdom, because we don't even know what to take to prayer because we're scattered and all over the place. going back to the basics is allowing you to grow from what hindered you in the past. If leaning on your own understanding hindered you and it took you a long time to get this revelation, guess what? God wants you to walk into this new season as a cake decorator. I don't know why I'm using that or whatever it is. And he wants you to walk boldly in that. I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I know I went from, you know, cooking and only doing family functions, but now I'm doing weddings or I'm doing, you know, galas and events and all of this kind of stuff. What does that look like? Why my packaging is going to be different. My marketing is going to be different. I actually have a business now. I need to get my LLC. Grow from what hindered you in the past. Grow from it. Grow from it. I hear God saying, I'm breathing on those ideas. Just as Jesus or God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Just as God breathed into Adam, just as he was in, you know, breathed from clay and he breathed into him and created life. That is what he is doing. He is breathing on those ideas. And this is why he's recalibrating you so that you can grow from what hindered you in the past. And the reason for this is because leaving the old wineskin and embracing the new wineskin is your assignment right now. Recalibrating the new you is happening because you are leaving the old wineskin and embracing the new wineskin because all the hell you've been through, you're about to receive oil and you gotta have the new wine. You gotta have, it's already there. You've been pressing in, you've been stewarding, you've been fasting, you've been sick, you've been slaying these devils left and right, and you might have taken a licking, but you kept on ticking in the name of Jesus, okay? You might have been having some issues, you might have been struggling, you might have went 3 steps forward to get 10 steps back, but you got up, you did not fall. The word of God says that a righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up. You get back up for a reason. It's not a comeback. You're not a comeback kid. You're the get up queen. You're the get up king. You are fashioned for this. You have the anointing of the get up in you. This is the get up season. This is get up. I'm hearing him say, get up, daughter. I'm hearing him say, get up, son. This is the get up. What's your get up? What's your get up? The old stuff that you used to wear ain't going to be what you're going to wear in this new season. Because thank you, Holy Spirit, you are in a new wine. You are new wineskin. You are leaving the old wineskin and embracing the new wineskin. What do you look like? What are you? Is your hair different? Has he been telling you, you know, cut your hair, style your hair? Maybe go get a pedicure, do your nails, do your hair, makeup different. Maybe it's less. Maybe your skin is changed. Maybe your diet's changed. You know, all that praying and fasting and detoxing and walking and drinking your water. I know I'm shouting, but this is so heavy on my spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you that leaving the old wineskin and embracing the new wineskin, I have to stand up, is because God is positioning you right now and recalibrating the new you. The new you is here. Now, you might be asking scripture, Angelica, what is this? I want to encourage you. Now, I'm going to specifically right now be reading from, thank you, Holy Spirit, from Matthew or from Mark chapter 2. And I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter. Read the entire chapter. Jesus heals heals a paralytic. Jesus calls Levi, who is Matthew, who is it's Matthew in the Bible, okay, of the gospel, like Matthew, the Beatitudes, all of that, okay? Matthew 7, okay, just Matthew. But I'm going to start at verse 18 in Matthew or in Mark chapter 2, and it says, now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Verse 19. And Jesus said to them, can the wedding guest fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. Verse 20, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. And then they will fast in that day. That's today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's telling me to say that's today. Verse 21. No one sews a piece of, like sews, like S-E-W-S, sews, like sewing needle and thread. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. You don't take an old dirty rag because you're missing a piece in your quilt and say, oh, no one will notice. No one will. It's okay. I'm just going to take the leftover, the stain, the dirty, and put it on the new, brand new one. You don't do that. I mean, if you do, you do. But maybe that's what God is recalibrating, the mindset. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and the worse, and a worser tear is made. You can't have the old. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can't have the old with the new. It'll stretch apart and the tear will become worse. You cannot walk in the old. You have to let go of the former things. Identify going back to the basics and grow from what hindered you in your past, because leaving the old wineskin and embracing the new wineskin is going to make it so that there's no tear made. God has been clearing out the tears this past season of your heart. As Jesus says, you know, he's coming, he's going to separate the wheat from the tare. He's been separating the wheat from the tare of our heart. The tares in our heart, he's been separating those. You cannot hold on to those anymore. You must go into the new. Verse 22 says, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I'm closing out this podcast and I'm closing this out, Lord God, I pray a fresh wind over your people right now, just as you breathe into, Lord God, Adam, Lord God, the Ruach of God, that these ideas and the things that they've been getting while going, what seemed like going through hell, Lord God, you've been pulling out the tears of their heart that are hindering their soul, taking out the negative beliefs, Lord God, which was a thought. Now it turned into a belief that was in their heart, Lord God. You've been working on those. You've been pulling those tears out of us, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for such a time as this, for the times when we didn't know better. We do know better now, Lord God. We repent, Lord God, for any thought, word, or deed, Lord God, that going into this new season, Lord God, may it be your will, Lord God, not my might, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every nook and cranny, anything that's going to stop us or try to cause a tear in the new wineskin, Lord God, your word says in Mark 2, chapter or verse 22, and no one puts new wine in old skins, in old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins. Lord God, we thank you for the fresh wineskins. We thank you for the wine, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us. You're holding. I hear the Lord saying, I'm holding the wine. I'm waiting for you to embrace the new wineskin. I'm waiting for you to walk into the new. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm waiting for you to say yes. I'm waiting for you to say yes. Yes to the new wineskin. Yes. So that I can pour new wine Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, your loving, your mercy, Lord God. Father God, let there be no backlash, retaliation, transferring of spirits or anything, Lord God, on this. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the shalom peace, Lord God. I speak this, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over this, Lord God. No weapon formed against shall prosper, Lord God. Nothing but perfect peace, Lord God. Shalom peace over the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, let there be peace in their homes. Let there be peace in their mind, Lord God. Let them walk different. Let them have joy as they see what you are recalibrating in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I speak the mind of Christ over our minds, Lord God. Lord God, the shoes of peace, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and with the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, I decree and declare new wine is for new wineskins. I love you. I pray this encouraged you. God bless you. Go with God and spend time with him. Read Mark chapter 2. And if this blessed you, let me know in the comments. Like, tag, and share all of that great stuff. Click the links in the description. Get into Just Breathe. It's going to help you go deeper. Snag your focus planner templates. All of that great stuff. Message me on Instagram. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, I want you to know this. Fasting is your breakthrough. Fasting is your breakthrough. Whatever he's telling you, that new wineskin, you ready for this new wineskin? Anything that's hindering you, fasting is your breakthrough. Whatever he tells you to fast from, you fast from. If he tells you to fast for a few days or a certain time, whatever, heed the Holy Spirit, walk through the Holy Spirit, and watch your new, woo! Watch your, thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch your new wine skin show up, recalibrating the new you. In Jesus' name, I'll see you next time. What does walking into the things God has for you look like? Mama, let's be honest with ourselves, okay? Striving is getting you nowhere, but depressed, anxious, overwhelmed, and angry at yourself while taking it out on your loved ones. Mom guilt is real, okay? The pains of suppressed trauma can make it harder for you to be who God calls you to be. It makes it hard to have answered prayers because of unforgiveness. What if you could go on a real, raw, and relatable adventure that allows you to finally focus, gain clarity for that dream biz you have been dreaming about, like the literal manifestation of Holy Spirit in your dreams, God talking to you, telling you you need to do this, and you discover your own roadmap, healing, and transformation, so that you can finally get your joy and peace back in 5 days. Are you ready to just breathe? Click the link in the description and don't forget to snag the discount code TRAUMATALK for 35% off. It's around 10 bucks off. God bless you. Let's get started.